שלום, אנחנו נמצאים בשיעור מיוחד לקראת החג.
Hello, we're in a special lesson as preparation for the gathering in the Bereshit forest that will take place on September 29. Let's watch a video. To meet, to rejoice, to reveal, to get excited. Kabbalah Lam invites you, family in picnic, connection in the Bereshit forest, conversation with Rav Lightman, shows, attractions for the whole family, Aleish, great joy, Yom Shlishi, Tuesday, on Bereshit forest, on the border of Tel Aviv. Details on the Kabbalah Lam website, kab.co.il.
אז אנחנו נתחיל לקרוא ציטוטים לקראת הכנס ונתחיל מציטוט.
So we'll start to read the excerpts in preparation for the convention, and we'll start with excerpt number 1.
Maybe someone can first explain what this gathering is, what for, what are we going to have there.
This picnic is happening in during the Chol HaMoed of Holiday of Sukkot, the 29th. It's a day off.
So it's in about another week.
Yes, a little less. We start at 9 a.m. in Har Kon Park. It's on the border between Ramat Gan and Tel Aviv. It's a very convenient place. It's called, the area is called Bereshit Forest. It's full of nature, and the spirit of this picnic is very, is really family oriented. There's places for kids, games, activities, food for kids. Everyone is going to feel comfortable, kids and adults. So 9 a.m. we're starting with reception and registration, although it's recommended to register now in our website ahead of time to ensure your place. At 10 a.m. we begin with the activities both for adults and for kids. Those are connection games for the entire family. 5 kid plays that will show one after the other in certain intervals. Kids are really going to have fun, and the parents can also leave them in good hands for a little bit. All this will continue, and also we'll have a little petting zoo. This will run until 12:30, where we're going to have a nice barbecue lunch, and you can leave the kids during the meal. We have several kinds of meat on for the barbecue, and there's also small bite-sized food for everyone. Around 2 p.m. we have, from the main stage, we have comedy skits, music, and then we're going to gather in preparation for the conversation with Rav Lightman. I didn't say that in parallel to the activities, we're going to have circles, workshops for the whole family. I have workshops for adults, for teens, mixed with teens, and you can really experience this, this experience that we keep talking about. What is a workshop? And really feel it. At 2 p.m. we said comedy skits and music, and then 2:30 conversation with Rav Lightman, including Q&A, and if Rav feels that it's right, we can maybe have workshops during the conversation.
Whatever you think.
We thought the talk with you can go on for about an hour and a half. Then we'll go to a musical concert until about 5. So we have the whole day. Anyone who wants to come earlier at around 9, the gates are open, and you can spend the whole day. A lot of fun.
From 9 to 5?
Yeah, 9 to 5. And really the emphasis here is on the connection.
If I come with my family, what do I need to bring with me? Let's say, except for my wife and kids.
It's recommended to register in advance.
Okay, what else?
The path from the parking place to the event space takes about 10-15 minutes, but on the way, there's going to be a little station where you can get a cup of water, a glass of water, and a little giveaway for the kids. Bring hats, caps.
But I really don't need anything, right? Eating, drinking, everything.
Nothing.
There.
Just show up. You can even pay on the spot. You have little you have tarps and picnic blankets. And the important thing, to connect.
So it's an event of connection.
It's a full day of connection, which will be expressed in the games and the talk with you and even the meal that we share together. We want to feel it.
Okay, what else?
We have some study material that we wanted to already begin to read the excerpts from what we will study there, as what we propose we study there.
Of what I'll be teaching there, or is there going to be anything else other than that?
No, you are, but those who prepared it wanted to, they wanted to propose it.
Okay, let's see. But all of that is in addition to the entire day of connection, that in that day we want to actually come closer to that sensation of spirituality, right? Which is concealed.
Yes, I also think, and correct me if I'm wrong, I think that we can and we should invite people who know less of our lessons, relatives and such.
In other words, it's going to be open to everyone and equal for everyone.
Yeah, if my uncle or cousin wants to find out more.
Even if he knows nothing, hasn't learned anything, bring him. Because it really is worthwhile to develop this, to expand this to the people. It will help everyone in particular and in general and for the entire nation. Yes?
They're asking here if it fits the general public, and also do I need to prepare my guests for this assembly in any way?
No, I understood there are going to be games there and you can just chill out on the grass there or on the chairs with your relatives, with the kids. You can put the kids into games areas. The grown-ups can participate in different activities, in workshops, in discussions, in something, yes or no, music, and so on. I understood that, and also how I remember it. It's the fourth time we're doing this now. It's very open, not limiting in any way. You can always find whatever's close to you according to what you feel. In short, it's like you're coming to a park, but only there you have all the different opportunities, food and drinks and activities for all the family. That's it? Yes.
In all the previous picnics, we had many relatives, neighbors, friends that felt very comfortable. There's no problem bringing such people.
Yeah, I remember that. Each one has his own place, and it's fine. Okay.
We wanted to take the opportunity today as our preparation for those who study the material and work with the material. It's going to be an assembly of thousands of people. And it should be for one purpose, a spiritual purpose. So we wanted to see how do we prepare ourselves internally inside such an important event.
First of all, we need to take into account that people are coming from different kinds of people. Some who care about connection because by that they want to attain something higher than our lives, to feel a little bit more spiritual, which is revealed specifically in this unity, in connection, like our entire nation was formed out of unity, right? And there are people who understand this more, and there are those who understand it less. Love thy friend as thyself, all of Israel are friends, and all of these phrases, we know them very well. But if we truly realize this, other than just saying that we're doing it, then in the proper, in the correct realization, we discover a higher degree, higher than this life. And that is what each one is lacking. In this state that we talk about, we draw upon us this light, this confidence, this light that brings us connection, abundance, everything. It is all, everything can be achieved through connection. Now the question is, do these people want it or not? Are they drawn to it or not? It doesn't matter. We're inviting everyone. And therefore, each one has an opportunity, more or less, to participate. If I come there, I don't feel like doing anything, I can just lay there somewhere on the carpet or something. I can talk, I can eat, I can raise l'chaim with my friends, no problem whatsoever. Or maybe to hear some music, some activities. Where do we find something that you come and you're taken care of? You're in all these activities, and of course it's good for the kids. It could also be something interesting for the wife as well. Meaning, I think this is a great opportunity to rest, to have a fun day out for everyone. And besides that, we, as the organizers, we want to come there with our inner preparation, that we truly want to cause good for all of these people, and in this good we want to connect them together. Not physically, there's no pressure on our side, but in this connection they'll feel that we, between us, want this connection, then everyone will feel from that upliftment, warmth, happiness. That is the goal. And each one, from his preparations, from his spiritual preparations, can feel these changes in spiritual attainment. Other than that, we always go and we add, meaning such an event can be truly contributional, can have great benefit. Meaning, each person can't give his own spiritual jump because he's in this broad group. But these things are very important.
I wanted to add, I just received some breaking news that those who were in the past event and think that the path on the way from the parking to the event, if they think it's too long, for this time around we're going to have shuttle transportation from the parking lot to the event, so they can feel even more convenient.
Okay, great. Great. Yes.
From what age can we bring kids? Will there be a place to leave the kids and participate in other activities?
It's suitable for all ages. There won't be a place where you can leave the kids and go, but there are definitely areas where you can leave kids to play, to participate in activities, but we're not going to have a childcare service.
But the many responsible people who are in charge of... I want to take the opportunity to recommend not to park in Gane Yoshua, rather in the National Stadium of Ramat Gan, because it's a free parking, and also when you exit, there's no electric gates, no payment that detain the exit, and also there's another center where there's a free parking and you can cross on the bridge into the park.
More questions? No. Okay, let's continue finally to the quotes.
We gathered some questions from the groups of Israel, and they asked, what's more important, to be included with the friends during the event or to accompany the family and friends that I brought with me?
I think to be also with the family members you know, if they're, this work is inner work, it's a big audience. It won't be good if we'll suddenly feel that a fuller group came and a fuller group is somewhere alone doing something and all of their relatives are thrown aside someplace and so on. No, we need to mix. We need to make it an event for the people, for the public. And the inner work, that should be done by each one. Those that are coming should feel that they're in one good, in this one good place, and that's what we should do. Meaning, if we have a few dozens of people that I know there, then I must take care of them, and those that I don't know, then also each one should pay attention to his environment as much as possible and make it comfortable and convenient, and that people will enjoy connection. People will enjoy the connection. That's what we want to show everyone in such an event. It is special because you come to a park or to the beach or something, you know, but here you're coming to a forest, and that everyone that enters this compound, they all feel that they're connected. There is a sensation of connection, warmth, mutuality, happiness from it. That's what we need to make sure we have. So don't neglect anyone. Make sure that everyone has a good feeling, and that's what you have to think about.
We will read excerpt number one. The intention of creation was for all to join together into one bundle and do the will of the Creator, as it is written that Adam HaRishon said to all the created beings, "Let us come and bow down and kneel before the Creator." But because of the sin, it was spoiled, so much so that even the greatest of that generation were unable to join together in the service of the Creator, except for a few isolated individuals. Since even one foreign thing, and this correction, began with the generation of Plaga, when the separation of mankind began, namely, the correction began to have assembles and gatherings of people to serve the Creator, and it started with Abraham and his offsprings, a community that was gathered to serve the Creator. And Abraham, our forefather, went out calling on the name of the Creator until a large assembly gathered unto him, who were called the people of the house of Abraham. And this grew and increased until it became the assembly of Israel. And the end of correction will be in the future, when everyone will be united as one to do your will with a perfect or whole heart. From the book, name from Shmuel, from Parashat Ha'azino.
Questions. I don't have much to add. Meaning, from Adam HaRishon, humanity figured out why it exists. All humanity, one of them, which is called Adam HaRishon, the first man. And it exists so that through this development from Adam HaRishon, from Adam, then in addition to corporeal material development, started a process of spiritual development, that from Adam groups of people started uniting, and this a real group that started uniting above the ego that erupted in Babylon is the group of Abraham, and this group still exists today but in a shattered manner. So this group that has united reached this state, this degree of the people of Israel, this group is shattered. That is what in reality the development we see is still vegetative, animate and speaking. And now we are attaining finally the degree of speaking, that we are now beginning to attain what the shattering is. And therefore, it has to be clear to each and every one of us that any form of advancement can only take place through connection. That is why we here want to do, need to do, are obligated to do all the actions that lead us to connection. Like this picnic in the Bereshit forest and other events that we do, humanity has nothing else to do but only to unite. In our days, it's becoming revealed to everyone. We have reached the corporeal development already, material development, that everyone understands already that on the one hand, connection is something that we're forced to do by nature, and on the other hand, we're not able to do it. And here comes the revelation of the wisdom of Kabbalah that enables us, despite the fact that we're not able to unite because we're in a shattered vessel, in mutual hatred, but nevertheless, there is a method that can help us reach connection. And there is no choice. The shatterings, sorry, the torments, the sufferings will come and keep coming until we start realizing the connection. It won't take place from above. It will take place only on the condition that we will want to unite and that we will make efforts to unite. And the sufferings, when they come, they will only force us to unite, but not that they will form the unity itself. Sufferings is revelation, a greater revelation and greater revelation of the force of shattering, until we, out of lack of choice, will want to unite. And that's how it is, every time anew, in every degree. So all the wisdom of Kabbalah teaches us the method of connection, and it also enables us to applicate this connection before the sufferings come. And we are exactly in that state. We already have the knowledge, we have a method, and we are here in making an effort for connection and not waiting for the torments that will force us to do it without our will. That's the difference between the path of light and the path of suffering. That is why what it says here, that what Abraham did, we have to realize. Avraham Avinu used to go and call in the name of the Creator until a great community gathered around him, called the people of Abraham. And this continued and grew until this became the congregation of Israel. And we need to continue this. And the end of correction will be when they all become one fraternity to do the desire of the Creator wholeheartedly. Yes.
No.
Go on. There's a new lad there.
Shalom, Rav.
Hello, Rav. I have a question on something I don't understand. We constantly make efforts, and we see that we don't. We try to do something above it, and we see again that we can't. So nothing happens.
That is lack of efforts in quality and quantity.
So if I make effort, the Creator will show me that the opposite, that I'm not. How much I can't do, how much I'm unable. So where is the transition point between the efforts and when they show me that I cannot do anything? Where is that transition?
This transition takes place when all the will to receive that you have, so when you understand that it cannot escape the purpose of creation, connection on the one hand, and on the other hand, that you are not able to realize this connection. The moment you will reach despair of your own strength, like it says, there is no happier moment in a person's life but when he reaches despair from his own strength and he sees that nothing can help him, because then he's worthy of help from above, because then he breaks out into prayer, into a request. So you have not reached that yet, and it depends on you. The more you try faster and faster to realize everything you have in order to unite, and in that unity to discover the upper world, the upper force, only in connection, like Adam HaRishon, you need to connect from him this mini model, this mini pattern. You must do it, the 10 first sefirot, and then you'll begin to feel it. So you must feel here in this place despair, that you've tried everything in order to unite, in order to connect the 10, and you can't, you're not capable. And then you cry out. Then the cry comes automatically. If you've made all the efforts, then you start crying out properly. Meaning this chain of actions brings you to an outburst of prayer. And prior to that, if you shout out, nothing will help. It won't help. Go on.
Excerpt number 2 from the
book Mishneh Torah by Maimonides. Love your friend as yourself. All the things you wish your friends do for you, these do unto your friends. And the rule that our ancestor Abraham established, and the way of mercy which he followed, who fed the passerby with bread and gave them drink and accompanied them.
That's what we're going to do at the picnic.
And excerpt number 3 from the Book of the Mighty Acts of God by the Maharal of Prague. Charity has not been found anywhere as with Abraham, and the bringing of peace between men and his fellow men. And because of this, he was the father of many nations, and he brought unity and peace among all men.
These are seemingly simple, common, but it depends what intention you add to this. You have a lot of organizations that are doing good, but they're lacking the intention. Do you know how many people who are running around in hospitals, or helping the needy, houses for the homeless and so on? Why isn't that helping? There is no intention. To add to all these actions a little bit of an intention, the nation would look different. We would get an incredible, an immense force from above of confidence, of security. Hopefully we will complete one another. Yes.
Excerpt number 4 from the writings of Baal HaSulam, the love of God and the love of the creatures. The main purpose of our Torah is to raise us to a high and lofty degree, to fulfill the saying, love your friend as yourself.
Okay, who wanted to ask a question there? Quickly.
I just wanted to add, with respect to the picnic, a few interesting points. First, a few years ago, in the very first picnic, my wife and myself really debated if we should come or not, because our baby was like 2 months old. At the end, we came, and it was a pleasure. It was really, the conditions were just perfect. The high trees with lots of shade. It's really nice and comfortable. So it's really great for families. It's great for bachelors as well, singles, because it's a great opportunity to come, to meet, to interact, wider circles of acquaintances. Also, we invite all of our viewers. It's a beautiful opportunity to come and meet in a very casual event, to come, to taste the connection. It's a really, really good opportunity. And of course, a talk with Rav, with you. You know, your talks to the general public always have that extra, for new people. And we invite everyone, all of yours. It's a very good event.
By that, you're already obligating me, but good. Fine.
If you
can expand on this, the addition that the wisdom of Kabbalah adds to this value of love your friend as yourself. He said that the intention here is the secret. That's what adds.
That's what we need to do. Look, all around the world, people are doing many nice things, many, many good actions. In truth, where's it written? I can't remember. That we're all working in bestowal. Peace in the world. The entire world is in bestowal. But it only doesn't seem that way because our intentions are incorrect. So we think that everyone is doing negative actions, but everyone is doing good actions. When you correct your intention, you see how the whole world is corrected. You found it?
Yeah, he's saying that the most difficult point is in the changing of our nature from the desire to receive to himself to the desire to bestow to his fellow human, because those are two things that are opposite to each other. And on first observation, it looks something fictitious, as something above human nature. But when we dive deeper into it, we'll see that the contradiction and from between desire to receive and the desire to bestow are nothing more than a psychological conflict, because in practice we bestow to the other without any reward to ourselves.
That's good. Meaning, if we, the people of Israel, if we would add our intention, the world will not need to change. Change itself, that is. It would already change. The actions will be the same actions, and they'll suddenly be discovered as good, greater actions. We don't know what it means to have this opposite intention, right? You'll suddenly see that it's hard to even describe it. It's hard to imagine that someone there who's killing someone else in ISIS or wherever, you'll see all of these actions as good actions, correct, that are for the purpose, for the benefit of everyone, out of love. It's hard to imagine. That's called an opposite world, I see. Therefore, it's only about the intention. I can't explain this. I can't pass this on, but that's how it is. That's why we are gathering in order to increase our intention, our attitude to one another. That's it, just the attitude. And the change of perception, of understanding, of viewing, of the matter itself that will come. Go on.
Excerpt number 6. Social unity can be the source of all happiness and success, and separation or disunity is the cause of all lawlessness and evil, from the writings of Bala Sulam, The Freedom. Excerpt number 7. The main protection against lawlessness is love and unity. And as long as love and unity are found in Israel, and they maintain friendly relationship with each other, there will be no lawlessness from light and sun.
We think we can face our enemies through strength, security, military. That it's not true. Only through the force of connection. And let's hope that will be revealed on time. Now, the nation does not yet understand that. It's not yet prepared or ready for that. We're seemingly in a time of preparation, but soon will be revealed how all of these forces are the forces of military, how they're not helping at all. Only the force of connection. Will be this guiding force like an umbrella, and no other force will guide us. I don't know. Go on behind you. You already asked today. Go on.
Hi, Rob. I have a question from the students, second semester students in North America, campus students.
שאלה מתלמידי הקמפוס, סמסטר ב' בצפון אמריקה.
We initially came to Kabbalah to acquire spirituality for ourselves. Now we realize
באנו לחוכמת הקבלה כדי לרכוש רוחניות לעצמנו. ועכשיו אנחנו מבינים
Now we realize that it's about bestowal.
שזה קשור להשפעה.
How do we reprogram ourselves and stay on course despite the fact that I'm not getting anything?
איך מתכנתים את עצמנו מחדש ונשארים בדרך למרות שבסופו של דבר אני מבין שאני לא אקבל כלום בתמורה?
לא נכון, אני לא מבין מה שהוא אומר.
That's incorrect.
It's not true. I don't understand what he's saying. I know this friend for many years.
It's questions from the learning center.
Oh, okay. That's why I was surprised that he's asking such a question. We need... look, I said it several times lately. Students came to me, let's say about 15 years ago. For the first 5 years, didn't even speak to them about connection. Connection like a game, you know. Meaning it's not serious. Then it's gotten a bit more serious and more serious. We started to talk about the commitment to connecting and to uniting and to strengthening each other a few years ago. How many? You'll tell me. 4 years? I don't know, but not a long time ago. I mean, the 10 is a matter of what? A couple of years, maybe less? A year and a half? You understand? That's why it depends on when do we reveal that. Today it's a little simpler, a little easier, because there are more problems from the outside. We're more prepared than internally to absorb people and to reveal this to them. It's kind of, there's support for it. It's a different atmosphere, but still we have to explain. And I think that we have to give a few lessons on the structure of Adam Rishon. Start with the mind. Show them this is the system. The system is broken. We have to reattach it, the pieces. We are parts of the system. Each one. You're this and you're there and I'm here. They gather us by the force of the light. The light connects us, brings us into a certain place. This is the campus group, let's say. It's not that you chose when to come and when not to come, and I was also chosen. We probably fit each other in order to do the correction. So now we have this operation ahead of us. We have to do it. Wisdom of Kabbalah is not theoretical, it's practical. If we work with the light that reforms, if we by it manage to connect, we attain a world, a new world, spiritual world, upper world, where in our those improved, corrected attributes of ours. How do we reach those attributes? By breaking the barriers between us, or jumping above those barriers and connect. You can say it like this or like that, but the connection has to occur. The connection includes the barriers, includes those forces that separate us. Forces of separation, yeah? And by those forces of separation, we increase the light. First, Adam Rishon in the system had the light of Nefesh. Now he will have a Naran Chai, 620 times greater, because we have to overcome those forces of separation. Imagine to yourself, there's a certain system and it's full of, you know, those centrifugal forces that you know, throw the parts off the center, and you have to grab the pieces and compress them on top of those forces of separation, and then by that you increase the inner light. Because first, initially, you felt only a sense of livelihood, but then now you will attain adhesion with the Creator, connection with Him, His degree. It's a completely different status. That has to be explained, not once. And to do workshops, so they understand, so they feel how the connection is realized specifically in those simple things, and do it each time during the lesson. Lesson without a workshop is not a lesson, especially with the beginners. Later, we'll reach a state where we don't even have to sit in a circle and speak between us, because a person speaks to others all the time. It's possible we'll come to states where we ourselves might not need to use that format called workshop, but rather only to achieve certain innovations. That's what I feel like. Yeah?
A few questions from the World Kli about this convention and how it influences the convention in Odessa. So yesterday the Germany group got together to plan the Mirror Congress, and also in the World Kli started preparing. And in Israel the preparation isn't felt so much because of the holidays. So how can we maybe leverage the Bereshit Congress to the Odessa Congress?
We are performing a series of actions that are all aimed at connection. Connection. There is nothing here that is not connected to the other thing. And it doesn't matter where our friends are at. We're open all the time. We want them to be connected to us all the time. So don't see any of our activities as something that's exceptional. We have friends who are doing actions in Russia, and I receive reports daily in America, and even in Europe they started to prepare for it. After the Bereshit Congress, we have the Odessa Congress, a very important congress. I turn to all the entire country of Ukraine, anyone who's connected to us, no matter what form, even the smallest degree of connection, he's just started yesterday or today to be in contact with us. I ask him, I recommend to him to come. By that, he will benefit his life and the life of the everyone on the planet, and it will give him an impulse to discover how the world is structured, and we can understand it, and we can control it. And I turn, I don't know how to say, you know, and very committedly, everyone must, if they're connected with us in some form or another, I recommend to them to come to the Congress. If he has a problem, if it's difficult, please go on the website and see how we can help him to make it. Yes.
Another question from St. Petersburg. They're saying, do you recommend to do something in parallel overseas if it's possible in terms of the weather?
No, the Bereshit Forest, no, I don't recommend that you do anything. I don't know. No, it's... we will share reports, but it's not recommended to do anything. Who wanted to ask there? Yeah, give him a mic quickly and translation.
Я студент из Украины и хочу воспользоваться моментом пригласить все израильское кли, мировое кли именно в Одессу. Вы сами знаете, когда приезжают к вам с мирового кли в гости, вы делитесь этими впечатлениями, как вам хорошо, как вас поднимает, возбуждает все это, когда люди другие приезжают с другой стороны. Точно так и мы в Украине ждем всех вас. нас к нам в гости. Приезжайте, мы вас всех ждем.
טוב, הוא אומר כך, הוא מזמין את
he's a student from Ukraine, he came here for a stage, and like we're always uplifted by friends who come to Israel from the world Kli, then they are also uplifted when friends come to them from the world Kli. So whoever can, then they should definitely come there, and it will strengthen them greatly.
We're in this inner schism. On the one hand, if people leave from here to go there, they weaken the Mirror Congress. On the other hand, when they come there, they do strengthen that place. I don't know to what extent. I myself am in such a state. I don't know what to say. I don't know what to recommend. What do you think? Let's say I'm asking you, who thinks that we need to have a big group from Israel to strengthen the Ukrainian Congress? Who thinks it has to be this way? Raise your hands. And who thinks but still we'll do a strong congress without Israeli support, and they themselves will organize correctly here? Of course, through the various organizers, and they have a strong Mirror Convention here. No, it's clear. That's why I'm also leaning towards it. I mean, we'll have a few dozen people from here, but no more. Some technical people, etc.
I wanted to invite all the friends to first of all register to the picnic. So please register in advance. And if I'm inviting family and friends, then you should also register them, and also invite all of our friends in Israel, in our groups here, to take a role and serve the event. Who should they turn to?
That's correct. Who are to turn to?
They can turn to Shai or to me.
Yes, quickly.
Rav, about Europe, I want to ask a question. This evening, there's a very important Yeshivat Chavarim. All of Europe are going to participate. This came as a result of all the friends' desire to unite. So the question is, what would a friend from Europe gain if he joins Yeshivat Chavarim, and what would Europe in general gain from such a connection?
It's a virtual yeshiva.
Yes, it's a virtual gathering with friends from all over Europe and even from the world. They've been sent out invitations.
I don't know. I wasn't invited. Okay, I will not forget. Very good. First of all, it's very important. I'm very concerned about Europe in general, so it does not disappear from off the map. The friends there must understand that they're not there for nothing. I think they have to see their connection as the key for connecting the entire European Kli and all of Europe, all the nations and states of United Europe. No, it's clear that it's not the case. And by what can it exist? I think such activities, such events, when we connect our friends from Europe, from all the states, above all the problems that exist there, and they will increase and grow, but still by that we can bring the remedy, healing to the entire nation, the entire continent. You have to understand that even a little bit of effort that they would put in, it can heal those 500 million people that live there. It's a huge difference between spirituality and corporeality, between intention and action, between the part that we have in our brain, this single cell, in relation to the entire body with all 100 billions of cells, that this single cell activates the entire body, operates it. So the number of people we have in Europe is sufficient for sure to, in order to heal this continent of all its ailments, if they connect. And we have to support it and help. So anyone who can, please, if you see a worthwhile purpose, enter this gathering. Where can you see it?
A link was sent in the Facebook. It was sent to all the different departments.
So we have the Bereshit Forest. And also from 2 to 4 local time, we have a lesson before the meal. From 2 to... And from 2 to 4 the lesson, then the meal. Now we also have a short meal. And next week, a great spiritual picnic in the Bereshit Forest. And then after that, what date is the Odessa Congress? 16-17 of October. If you want, whoever wants to register, turn to us and we'll see if we will grant you permission. Otherwise, you cannot fly. And in the meantime, we have the spiritual virtual gathering in Europe. Let's support that as well. And also additional announcements.
Family on a picnic, a day of fun and connection in Bereshit Forest. Festive meal, a lecture by Rav Lightman, and family fun. Tuesday, 29th of September, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. For details and registration, cab.co.il. Let's watch a short clip. To meet.
To rejoice, to reveal, to get excited. Kabbalah Lam invites you to family in a picnic, a day of fun in Bereshit Forest, a talk with Rav Michael Lightman, concerts, activities for the whole family, barbecue, and a lot of joy. Tuesday, Chol HaMoed Sukkot, September 29, Bereshit Forest Park, Higher Cone Park, between Tel Aviv and Ramat Gan. For information, kab.co.il. This is the night. When I can't wait myself, I need you here. I'm calling for your help. I keep on searching for light. My heart feels frozen in this broken piece of life. Won't you please, 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 please help me? Let's do it together. No one is ever on their own. We'll break these walls between us. Let's fill the emptiness, and we'll never be alone.
Бога.